Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it is Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark.
By the way, I want to welcome our newest weeknight affiliates. Big Sky Radio is now on board. They're taking the show Monday through Friday from 8 to 11 at night Mountain Time, so they're delay broadcasting the program. If you're listening in the Billings area in Montana, it's Billings, Hardin, and Laurel. There's three stations in three areas right around the Billings market.
Covering a big area.
Yep. And so if you're listening out there, then you are hearing this a few hours later. You can always call us from 5 to 8 your time and participate in the show. You'll be able to hear yourself later on if you do that. Our number is 855-450-FREE, and those stations, Big Sky Radio, has been airing the show on Saturday nights for a couple of years now, so they have expanded the program, which is always nice to have happen. So welcome aboard, everybody in the Billings area.
I was in Montana, you know, 10 years ago, and they didn't have a speed limit during the daytime. And you could go just as fast as you wanted on
those
roads.
They changed that, though, huh?
I believe they did.
That's a shame.
Yeah, well, you know.
Do you think they got tantalized by the federal money and they just couldn't turn it down any longer?
If there was federal money in the offing, I suspect that's exactly what it was.
Yeah, I believe that's why there is that consistent speed limit, that federal sort of speed limit out there. As I understand it, there's money that goes along with that.
Yes. I know that Jimmy Carter was big on 55, drive alive, that whole thing, but, you know.
Well, Sammy Hagar can't drive 55.
Yeah.
So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here, and we've got a lot to discuss this evening, including some crazy TSA news regarding child pornography. Yet another sicko TSA agent has been outed. Plus, another TSA agent has admitted that their body scanner system, the multi-billion dollar body scanner system, completely worthless. So we can share those things with you. Plus, there's also a follow-up story. We talked last week about a couple guys that were coming back from a Star Trek convention. And, Nemi, I'm not sure if you were here on particular night. So there's these two guys coming back from a Star Trek convention. They're driving home to their home in Illinois, and they get pulled over by a cop. And the cop basically is on a fishing expedition. He gets a guy out of the car. He says to him, look, you know, you're weaving through lanes. That's why I pulled you over, etc. And then basically gives him a warning and makes like he's wrapping up the meeting. He shakes his hand and he's pretty much free to go legally at that point. But the cop basically stops him and he says, let me ask you a quick question.
Hey, wait a minute. Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah. And then he proceeds to ask several questions about, you know, whether there's drugs in the car, something I need to know about, etc. Ends up searching the car, running a dog around the car first before he searches it. The dog ostensibly alerts on the front of the car outside of the camera range from the police unit's camera. So you can't actually see the dog alert on the video.
But it's interesting that the police officer knows where the camera is in his car, and his dog alerts on the engine of the vehicle, and then he proceeds to search the passenger compartment.
Proceeds to search through the passenger compartment and finds what he alleges to be marijuana shake on the ground, on the floor of the car underneath a seat, and doesn't charge the gentleman with anything. Just, it seems like he said that it was that he found shake so he could justify the dog
having done it,
ostensibly
yeah.
finding something in the car.
Right. And I mean, how you could identify marijuana shake from dirt is beyond me.
Yeah. Or oregano.
Or anything.
Right.
So, really, just questionable circumstances all around. And Radley Balco over at the Huffington Post wrote up an excellent, really lengthy and detailed piece about this particular incident and, you know, asset forfeiture and how the police are constantly taking people's stuff from them, their cars and homes and their cash. And so now there's an update on this. It's from Suburban Journals at stltoday.com. Story is by Ramona Sanders, and she is, I guess, had a chance to talk with Collinsville Police Chief Scott Williams. Now, Collinsville is where this incident happened, and so in the face of recent national attention, Police Chief Scott Williams stands behind the department's policy of drug interdiction, or stopping vehicles on the interstate to discover illegal drug transportation and the use of canine dogs for vehicle searches.
Fishing expeditions, pulling your average American over, whomever they feel like pulling over on the roads and trying to do what they can do to wheedle the way around the Fourth Amendment, which has already been chewed on so terribly by the, you know, growing police state.
So what does Williams, the police chief, have to say about the behavior of his officer in this case? He, after, you know, seeing the video, says there's no evidence of wrongdoing on this video. This officer did not do anything incorrect or illegal.
No, this is ordinary. That's the problem with this story, is this isn't crazy stuff that has only happened a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that happens every single day in America, is that, you know, people who frankly don't know the law and what whether or not they can refuse a search and what they can do in these circumstances, don't know what to say, get caught up when police officers want to search their car for stuff. And these kids, you know, you say, oh, no harm done. This was an hour spent on the side of the road.
Probably in their 30s, but, you know, not really kids.
Individuals. Right. Had to spend an hour on the side of the road. Do you want to spend an hour on the side of the road after you've driven, you know, you've got a couple hours to go, you're on your way home?
Anything to stop teens from smoking pot.
That's right, because if I haven't done anything wrong, it's my duty to society.
That's right, I got to just sit there and wait for them to tear your car apart and then put it back together. It'd be one thing if they actually pack things back the way they found it, which, you know,
no, that
they're
still
not going to
be okay. But Williams
said it'd still be something amazing.
He said, so there's nothing. He says nothing was incorrect or illegal. While some people may think it's distasteful, it's clearly not illegal, he says. He said also that in the interest of due diligence, he turned the video over to the Madison County and Illinois state attorney's offices for opinions on whether the police did anything questionable. He said they did not find any misconduct.
Of course they don't.
Right, everything's fine here.
There isn't any misconduct to find.
The police chief says it's fine. The attorney general, state attorney, they say it's okay. Therefore it's fine to just raid through people's stuff.
We read a report that the drug dogs can miss up to 4 out of 5 times. I mean, you know, the Supreme Court says...
Well, there's a lot of false alerts as well.
That's what I mean. False
when you
alerts.
Say miss, it makes it sound like they missed stuff that was actually there.
I'm sorry. I mean that they false alert 4 out of 5 times in some circumstances, depending on the circumstances. So, you know, what's the big deal if he managed to get the dog to alert?
These are very highly trained dogs, and I had a German Shepherd for a long, long time, and she would obey hand commands. And if I would snap my fingers, she'd sit.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. I didn't have to even look at her. She would sit. And I don't think it's too far a stretch to say, you know, these cops are living with their dogs usually, mm-hmm. that they would train them
to false alert.
To false alert.
Of course.
And the dogs, is also, it's their job to please. It's their job to do what they're told.
That's
and they
right.
can tell when the human wants them to find something, so they'll try a little harder. And a little harder, trying a little harder means false alert.
The officer says here, again, Police Chief Williams says that these cases are prosecuted on what we're doing. If we were doing anything illegal or inappropriate, the state attorneys would not prosecute these cases. So it's all one branch justifying the other branch's actions here. Following the posting of the video, the Huffington Post article came out and suggested the police departments overall used the drug interdiction program to violate citizens' rights. But Williams disagrees. He says, we're not doing any differently than any other law enforcement agency that has a drug interdiction program.
Agreed.
Everything that we do is vetted through current law or Supreme Court rulings.
Well, I don't know. They are doing something different because many of these towns that sort of sit out there, Nowheresville with an interstate or two riding through them, where they haven't got anything going for them, there's not a lot of money coming through, they will send out more cops on the interstate hoping to catch people going through, either just giving them tickets or searching them for, you know, drugs and
that
kind of thing.
That doesn't mean these things don't go on in the inner city in New York. I mean, this stuff happens all over the place.
I don't think that they sit cops out there waiting for... I mean, this guy, according to the individuals in the car, lied about them weaving in and out of traffic. Pulled them over, gave them a written warning, and which, you know, if any... Everybody knows that they give you tickets if you're from out of town because you're not going to fight them. So if the guy really had them on some kind of traffic violation, he likely would have given them a ticket. I mean, when I've gotten my warnings, it's been in town. When I've gotten my tickets, it's been out of town. And that's how it goes. They want your driver's license to see where you're from.
We'll come back with more here on what this police chief has to say for himself and his officers. Basically, it's just, it's fine. I mean, the Supreme Court says we can do this, and so too bad if you don't like it. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We should be able to get away with anything we want because we're the police department, and of course they know that the citizenry will back them up all the way, as we saw recently out in California. 855-450-FREE, you take control. Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get in before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
Looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Hewer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you there. freetalklive.com. Program is brought to you by the Free State Project. Get together with other like-minded people who understand what liberty means. And what does liberty mean? Well, to me, it means you should be free to live your life how you want, as long as you don't harm anyone else. And the key to liberty is that you have to allow others to be free, too. if you want to be free, you've got to give that freedom to others first. And then you'll get it, hopefully, in response. So if you want to be free and you want to do something to achieve freedom, because begging isn't going to work, you have to get together with people that are actually willing to put a little something on the line to take action, to step up. Well, the people that are stepping up are here in New Hampshire. They're joining the Free State Project. They're moving here. Nemi, you've lived here your whole life, but Mark and myself, we made the move here as part of the Free State Project. A number of our other co-hosts that you hear throughout the week also came here as part of the Free State Project, and it's been a great experience thus far. I was actually talking with one of the abused dads here in the area, one of the abused parents by the court system, and he was telling me thank you for what we do here, the activists, that is, because it has inspired him to get active. And that's what I like to hear happen. I love it when people, you know, catch some passion, you know, or they show their passion and they get out there and they get active, especially New Hampshire natives and locals and longtime people that have been here for longer than the Free State Project has been around, because that's one of the intentions behind the Free State Project, is to back those folks up. Because we know that the liberty-minded people are already here. It's the live free or die state for a reason. There's kind of a real granite state attitude here that's sort of more oriented toward freedom than other places, say like New York or California or Texas or whatever, you fill in the blank, Arizona, etc. And so to back those people up. And that's, I'm glad to be here to help with that, and it's always nice to see other people who previously hadn't been active stepping up and getting active. And of course, it's always great to see new people coming into town as well. Somebody just made the move from New York, a comedian, as I understand it, has now moved into the Keene area as part of the Free State Project.
We need more humor here, yeah, so that's good.
Absolutely. So it's just exciting. You go to freestateproject.org, learn more about the Free State Project, and also don't miss the Porcupine Freedom Festival at porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. It's coming up in mere months, to like about 9 or 10 weeks from today, I think. It's going to be the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and that's a lot of fun, too. It's a great chance to meet some of these people you hear about and your future new neighbors if you make the move for the Free State Project. Porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. The police. We're talking about police searches and what are basically routine traffic shakedowns that go on in towns and cities all across the country. It's just that in the cities, Mark, they walk down the street and shake you down.
It's true.
Yeah.
You know, I probably wouldn't be as outraged by the adventurism, the fishing expeditions that the police departments go on, if there wasn't the war on drugs. If it wasn't for, I mean, if they...
You mean if they were, like, fishing for a murderer or something?
Right, if they were looking for bodies and that kind of thing, you know...
I still don't want to be pulled over
I agree.
On a hunch.
But at that point, you would, you know, they'd miss far more. They can't plant a body, right? And so, if they're looking for kidnapped victims and bodies and that kind of things in cars, it'd be one thing. But they have this whole war on drugs where, you know...
Everyone's a suspect.
A good percentage of the American population has, you know, done illegal drugs and, you know, whether that's prescriptions that aren't prescribed the proper way or whatever, or, you know, just marijuana or whatever it is. So that makes everybody a suspect, and it makes them want to go after specifically males, young males, you know, people of certain ethnicities, that kind of thing. It makes them suspects, and you know, they're going to do or say whatever it takes in order to get bussed, because you can believe.
That's true.
I mean, you know, the cop that gets the promotion is the cop that gets the busts. So if you want the promotion, and they do, I worked with law enforcement for many years, and I know what they're like. I know what they want. They want to do their job, and their job is to bust you and put you in jail if you've got something that looks like an illegal drug.
So we're sharing with you the police chief's perspective on the controversy that has all of a sudden swirled up around his little town called Collinsville in Illinois. It's where they stopped a couple of, they've stopped a number of people, but in this most recent incident, they've stopped a couple of Trekkies coming back from a Star Trek convention and shook them down and searched their car and brought out the canine unit and ultimately sent them away with a warning. But it was an ordeal, you know? I mean, you get your cars torn through, stuff taken out. They went through all their bags and went through the whole car and pulled stuff out, etc. They, you know, it's really got to be a harrowing experience. I'm fortunate that I've not gone through it, but I've known people who have. And I know a friend of mine down in Florida had his car, the paint was scratched up because the dog was jumping up on the car. They didn't find anything in his car either, and he
scratched his paint.
Right. He was on the side of the road for 2 hours. They pulled up his carpets in the car. which that's not supposed to come up. So they ruined his carpets, ruined his paint job. He tried to go after the police for it, tried to find a lawyer who would take the case.
Nope.
They didn't want to do it. They don't want to do it. They don't want to take on the police department, which I think factors into this next statement from the police officer. This is the police chief in the town kind of justifying himself and his department and what they do, basically saying that, well, I mean, everybody does this, essentially. He says, we're not doing any differently than any other law enforcement agency that has a drug interdiction program. Everything we do is vetted through current law or Supreme Court rulings. It doesn't matter whether it's right or wrong. What matters is whether the legal system says it's okay.
Right. That's what they are, though. I mean, you know, they're the enforcement arm of the legal system. And sadly, the American legal system has been thrown off its rails by the war on drugs. I mean, the Fourth Amendment here says the right to people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures.
Well,
there's that unreasonable
part.
That's
their, you know, right. So they think it's completely reasonable.
Yep. Shall
and
not
it's
be
their
violated.
Interpretation. It's their interpretation that matters. So to them, stopping you for an hour on the side of the road or more is a completely reasonable thing to do, based on just total suspicion, based on nothing.
Stop
lanes.
Every truck, every car we see.
Oh, they do that. They have checkpoints.
They have checkpoints. They
every
have
day, stop them and search them for an hour.
They have way stations where they do search trucks. And so this stuff happens. And Williams is the police chief, says he's received about 120 to 150 phone calls and emails since the airing of the video and the Huffington Post story about it by Radley Balco. He said many of the calls and emails were from anti-law enforcement people, with only a handful of them from local citizens.
Who were calling to be supportive, right?
Presumably. Or no. Maybe there were some local citizens that had the courage to speak out. But I'm betting you that the people in this town are scared to death of speaking out against the police department because, for all they know, the cops are going to show up and trump up some charges and put them in a jail cell.
Sure.
I mean, these people are scary. So people don't want to speak out. They don't want to speak up. It's easy to speak out from Miami or from some other city somewhere outside of the Collinsville area.
And let's not imagine, and let's not, you know, don't forget. Even for a second, don't forget, these people don't work for you. The police chief of Collinsville does not work for the people of Collinsville. He works for the elected officials of the city council or whatever it is. Those are the people that he works for, and he generates money. Having those cops out there, they generate money. They're not looking to put people in cells nearly as much as they're looking to put money on the payroll. When it comes to marijuana, they generally don't lock people up for it. That's not the whole of what they do. They're getting the cash.
That's more important to them, for sure. He says, I want the people that live in this area to be comfortable with the fact, he says, that we do not have corrupt police officers. They are doing exactly as they are being told to do. They're not corrupt, according to the police chief. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. They're just corrupt morally, that's all.
Right.
1-855-453. But morals don't matter to the government. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com. LocalMakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. LocalMakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Once again, freetalklive.com. Lots of features await you there. We've got listening options, including broadband and midband and narrowband versions of the show. Different stream sizes for different speed internet connections. All of them are free over at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you've got a list of the over 100 great radio stations that air the show throughout the week at various different times. And our satellite listening options include XM Satellite Radio, where they feature us on two different XM channels throughout the week. And in addition to that, we are on the KU band on free-to-air, plus the webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. In addition to that, we got archives galore, all of it over at freetalklive.com. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get a lot of that information, get tuned in over there. And, of course, it's completely free to get that info and to listen online. So 855-453 is the number here. We've been talking about the police and their searches, these roadside, not-so-random searches. I mean, they're certainly targeting people that they believe would be more likely to be drug couriers and such, harassing them, threatening them, lying to them. But it's all fine. It's all fine because, by the way, the police can lie to you. I don't know if you knew that, but it's completely legal for them to lie. So if this police chief who's making excuses from Collinsville, Illinois, making excuses for the policy of pulling people over and searching their cars and doing all that stuff because he's saying that, well, this is the way it's done. This is how everybody does it.
So, he's
therefore,
right.
So therefore, it's fine. And, of course, this is also the continued justification for expansion of government. So one government bureaucracy will say, well, these other government guys are charging these taxes or fees, so we can charge a fee, too, or this tax, we can add these regulations. It's always been like this. We're just doing more of the same. And so it just keeps getting bigger and more intrusive and more oppressive.
Also, don't forget that this is the, you know, this is the we were just following orders excuse. This is how drug interdiction works. This is what we were doing. it's okay. This is what we've been ordered to do. This is what the Supreme Court says is okay. And these are the same folks that, using the same excuse. They're not the same folks. They're using the same excuse under the color of law as, people throwing Jews into ovens, people searching down fugitive slaves, and,
Mark, that's such hyperbole.
Is it? In 1850, whatever.
Mark, we moved past that. We changed those laws.
We haven't changed this one in the early 1900s.
Well, therefore, it must be good.
They made laws that were, they made drugs that were legal illegal because people could get them and they'd be addicted to them and it's bad or whatever. Drugs that were...
I think it was because certain companies didn't like having those products to compete with, like hemp, for instance.
I'm talking about things like laudanum, opiates and that kind of thing. They made things that for the majority of this country's history had been legal. They made them illegal. This is the anomaly in the United States history, is these drugs being illegal. And they made them illegal and have caused all kinds of harm as a result. Yeah, I understand these people have jobs. You can't just throw them out on the street or whatever. They've got families and that whole thing. But who created the jobs? Who told them? Yeah.
It's a tough world out there anyway.
Right.
They wouldn't be the only ones looking for jobs.
Right. Well, I think that in a world where people aren't, the productivity of man isn't slowed down by government bureaucracy, and you can't tell me that these two people that were stopped on the side of the road, that their productivity wasn't slowed down.
Right, they had somewhere to go. We all have somewhere to go when we're on the road, by definition.
Right. So that's why they're going.
And so it's just outrageous. It's disgusting. It needs to stop. But certainly the police aren't going to be the ones to stop it. And even when faced with logic, even when faced with emotion, they won't stop. Because you go to any medical marijuana hearing anywhere where they're trying to get medical marijuana passed, and you'll see the cops coming out, and they'll speak out against it. And they'll speak out against a man who's in a wheelchair, who's crippled, who would like to have marijuana to ease his pain or keep the pills down or whatever. And
they got families. They got mortgages to pay.
They just don't care.
No, they don't.
And it's horrible. And if you care enough to where you say to yourself, well, I don't want to pay for this anymore, well, then those same cops are going to come and take your house from you, and they're going to throw you out into the street. And if you resist, they're going to shoot you. Because that's how they roll.
Yeah.
It's a criminal gang.
If you're a conscientious objector to this war on drugs, which is really a war on American citizens.
It's a war on our brothers and sisters and friends and family and neighbors and coworkers and everybody. It's sick. So one of the things you can do, because fighting back is what they're expecting. Fighting back is what they want. They want you to get violent. That's what they're trained for. That's what they expect. That's what they are excited about. They get all hyped up when they go on their SWAT raids, and they pump each other up because they get to possibly shoot someone or shoot a dog or something like that, which, by the way, we've seen happen plenty of times.
Mm-hmm.
They just love to shoot something because they know they can get away with
it. You don't train for nothing, right?
So they know they can get away with it, and they pump themselves up. So what can you do? You can't be violent with them. The laws are certainly not changing at anything more than a snail's pace.
As laws tend to change.
Right. You can go and testify all you want and then hope that they'll do something about it at a legal level. And in 14 states or so, they have done that for medical marijuana, thank goodness. Those people are very fortunate there, and hopefully we'll see that spread. But it's slow going. So what else can you do? Well, you can arm up with a video camera.
It's the new gun.
It is, and it's very dangerous to the police because it's not dangerous to their person in that it's not going to hurt them like a gun, an actual gun would, or some other sort of club or knife. But it's going to hurt their legitimacy because it's going to show them what they're doing and who they really are.
This police chief had to come out and say, hey, this is normal behavior. What's the problem? There are police chiefs all over the country that didn't have to say that this week.
Absolutely. So clearly there was an impact made by just that one article from the Huffington Post.
It's true.
That's right. And every day on Facebook, there are plenty of posts to photos and stories of police abuse.
Unfortunately, that's true as well. And it can be really kind of tiring.
Demoralizing.
To look at them all. Yeah, where you just no shortage of police abuse videos. There's always something new and horrific.
Sometimes I feel
out.
Like, you know, some are more horrific than others. I'm like, oh, really? This is what you're talking about? But others, you're just gobstopped by the what occurs. There was one this week where, you know, they said a district attorney decided to not pursue charges for a police officer who kicked a handcuffed man in the head. Now, he was, you know, this. I'm not going to say this was an innocent man, but he just kicked him in the head while he was lying on the ground.
The cop that beat the 8-year-old autistic boy?
Oh, my.
Not familiar with that one, but it happens
all the
time.
And was this
all
caught on video?
And I am not prepared. I read the story. I didn't see the video.
The beating was not.
And I'm not prepared to say that every police officer out there is some kind of bad hoodlum.
I am prepared
to say that they operate by a different form of justice than you and I do. If you kicked a handcuffed man in the head, or handcuffed
anyone.
A man, and then kicked him in the head, or you tried to, you know, beat—I don't know anything about this autistic child, but you, you know, manhandled an autistic 8-year-old. Mm-hmm. What do you think your life would be like?
I know there was somebody that was in jail with me who was waiting trial on attempted rape on an 8-year-old, and you know they didn't go easy on him.
I bet they didn't.
1-855-453 is the...
Hard to feel bad about that, too.
No, no doubt. I mean, he's one of the few guys that actually should have been in that jail cell. One of the few. Most of the people I encountered in there hadn't hurt another person. 855-453. So you're welcome to share your thoughts, but one of the ways to defend yourself against this tyranny, and it is tyranny, and it is oppression, is to have a video camera on yourself, in your car, or both. Certainly, we talked about the Freedom Cam at freedomcam.net, where you can go and get this... dash cam that'll essentially record both the front and the inside of your car, so the road ahead and the inside of the cab.
It'd be invaluable in this situation.
If
they would have had it in this situation, you would have had
the
audio, had the video, would have seen what the dog did to quote-unquote alert,
mm-hmm.
if the dog actually alerted, because nobody saw it.
So there's that. That's one tool, but also your cell phone. Many people have smartphones today. In fact, the majority of people in the United States, as I understand it, have smartphones, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
So that means you have a video camera. If you have a smartphone, it is in your hands, and there's software that can help you, like Quick.com and Bamboozer. These are two different types. There are other ones that are available that you can use to stream video to the internet. It records to your phone. It also will stream it to the internet and keep the videos safe. That way the cops can break your phone, but they can't hopefully delete your videos, because they're not that smart, a lot of them. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More coming up on Tips on Recording the Police. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need to know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then?
For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Toll free at 855-453. Still to come here, tips on recording the police. Nemi's going to share some of those with us. 1-855-453. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where there are a number of features that await you over at freetalklive.com, and you can support the show as well if you'd like. You can shop with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. What you can do there is enter to different Amazons. There's different ones for different countries. One for the U.S., one for Canada, one for the U.K. You shop through those affiliate links you'll find at shop.freetalklive.com. You get the same great Amazon deals you are used to getting. It's just that Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase. So go ahead and get your shopping taken care of at shop.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of a collections or accounts receivable, SACL CAI can handle it for you. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, so let's continue here. We'll take your calls and then get to the seven things that you can do to better record the police or recording the police tips. We'll first go to Jeff, listening in Panama City, Florida, on the AMP lines. Hello, Jeff. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great, Jeff. What's on your mind tonight?
I want to say something real quick about the Shire Society, because last night you guys were talking about whether or not it's nationalistic.
Yes, sir.
And the way I look at it, I signed it at the 2010 Pork Fest. And the way I look at it is, like in Vermont, the state of Vermont thinks that you shouldn't have to have a permit to conceal carry, so they don't have one. But they have a permit that you can get from them if you leave and go to another state. So I kind of look at it as the people that sign it want kind of the opposite of what a government is, but kind of like, here's the paperwork that people that aren't used to that want to see,
yeah,
for it to make sense to them.
It's an alternate stateless nation.
It's a society, which is different from a nation. But what do you think, Jeff?
Smaller.
Is there a difference between a society and a nation, or is the Shire Society a nation in your mind?
I consider it a society. I don't like the negative connotation that's attached to the word nation.
Right, and it does definitely have to do with government.
I don't think it perfectly matches what people think of when they think of nation.
I don't think it perfectly matches that either, but it certainly doesn't, society is a darn big umbrella, right? Like, it doesn't say anything.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it's voluntary. I think it fits society better than it fits nation.
Absolutely, and it is a big umbrella, but it's also one that's very specific in that it's a society of people who voluntarily have chosen to come together, which is what a society is people of, generally. I mean, there are different definitions of it, but, like the society of friends or the society
nations
of...
Nations, by their definition, voluntarily come together.
Well, that's nonsense, and you and I both know that.
Well, I'm just telling you.
You find me a real-life example of that.
Well, people moved to America, right? That's voluntarily.
They didn't choose
coming
to
together.
Join. Just because you moved to a plot of land doesn't mean you've chosen to involve yourself in a body politic.
If they,
the people that moved to America didn't sign any of their documents.
Right.
Well, I mean, some of them did. But
a handful
all
of them did. A few dozen people signed those papers.
My parents made the choice on my behalf, I believe. And what I'm interested in finding out is if I can be like the guy in the UK that sued the church when his parents baptized him, though he was an atheist.
He sued the church?
Well, he sued the church to reverse his baptism because he is not of faith.
Wow. Is there like a record of that when they baptize you or something?
When they, sure, you get a baptism.
I was going to say, I was baptized without my consent, too.
I got pieces of paper, sure.
So what?
Right. But again, it's kind of the same idea.
Yeah. I guess, except, the church isn't forcing themselves on me.
I don't know how they pull the water off your head, though.
Huh? Oh, you'd like to take the act back?
Yes.
I see what you're saying. So, anything else you want to share tonight, Jeff?
Yeah, something really interesting happened to me at that pork fest that I went to.
Oh, okay.
At the end of it, my girlfriend at the time had family over in New York, so we drove over there, and I was in a rental car with a New Hampshire plate. So I was going 5 miles over on the interstate in New York, 4 p.m., surrounded by 30 cars, and I got pulled over by the highway patrol and got a ticket.
For
going 5 miles over on the interstate.
Wow.
With other cars surrounding you?
With other cars. The cop even said, I know you were going with traffic, but...
We need money.
Law is the law.
Yeah,
I can
exactly.
Get you, because, those people are from New York.
So why was it you and not the other vehicles?
Because what Mark said, probably.
I had an out-of-state tag, yep. So they knew that I probably wasn't going to go out of my way to go fight it.
Yep. All right.
So what happened was the ticket itself was an envelope that you
right. They make it easy, don't they, dude?
Mm. Yeah. Well, what happened was I got home, I got a money order, I put the money order in there, I filled it out, and sent it off. Didn't think anything of it. About a year ago, I went to renew my license plate, and it said my license was suspended.
You have your Florida license, right?
My Florida license, and it said it's for a ticket in New York. So I'm like, well, it's got to be that. So I call New York, and obviously at this point I don't have any info. Like, I sent the ticket off. I don't have the ticket anymore.
Right, and it's a money order, so, I mean, you probably didn't keep the receipt. They
just went through
I kept the receipt, but I threw it away after a few months. I was like, well, I haven't heard anything from it. And they didn't notify me that the only reason I found out that my license was suspended was because I went to renew my tag.
Right. Surprise, surprise. So had you been pulled over by a Florida cop, you may have been possibly arrested for that.
Absolutely.
Have your car
tag. Great customer service. I'm glad that they went out of their way to notify me that they took away my supposed driving privileges away.
Yeah, they just don't do that stuff. I mean, they did the same thing here to me. I found out from a cop who happened to see me on foot, and he told me, gave me a heads up that my license had been suspended, and it was all because they had not sent the notice to the right address, even though I'd specifically given them the correct address to which to send mail, and they had sent something to the correct address previously. So in the interactions with them, they had sent something to the right place, but then the second thing they sent to me, which was the most important thing they sent to a different address, and so I had no idea either. And Nemi, you said you've also experienced
this? I just went through this with the ticket, the tickets I got at the beginning of January with you in the car.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so they suspended your license?
Suspended my license last Thursday.
And you'd sent money into them?
I had sent in, I had gone down to, there were two charges. One was an uninspection, the other was not having the physical registration in the car. I had gone to the state police barracks here in Keene, showed them my registration, got a phone call from the state trooper saying, that's fine, you can rip up that ticket. So I did. And then I sent in not guilty on the non-inspection.
To go to trial.
Didn't get a date. Then I got the notice that my license was going to be suspended, much like you. It was an address snafu. That landed on my doorstep 2 days before it was supposed to be suspended.
So. Well, at least you got noticed. They didn't give me a heads up. So, Jeff, what happened once you found out about this going on?
The story gets really good. So I figured, you know, big deal, I'll pay the ticket again. Like, there's no way I'm going to be able to prove that I paid it already. So I contact New York and give them all my information, and they say, we don't have any record of a ticket from you.
Oh, this gets into a whole new thing, because there's the private agencies or private companies that monitor the status, the reporting of infractions between the states. And I had a nightmare with this probably 6-7 years ago. With a license suspension in Vermont for not having proof of insurance, even though I was insured. And again, it was because New Hampshire doesn't legally require insurance, they couldn't suspend my driving privileges in New Hampshire, but they did in Vermont. And trying to get that cleared up was an absolute nightmare. So I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
good luck.
What ended up happening was New York had suspended it. Florida had suspended because New York notified them and said that I had an unpaid ticket.
Mm-hmm. So governments work together like gangs.
I spent months going back and forth between the Florida DMV, the New York Highway Patrol, the New York, all sorts of different divisions of the state. And I work. You know, I have to take time out of work because I work like, you know, 8 to 6 every day on Monday through Friday. So I have to take time off work every time I'm trying to get in touch with these people.
So let me see if I can follow you here. You're saying that you tried to go to re-register your car in Florida, and they said, no, you can't do that because you've been suspended because of an unpaid ticket in New York. New York says, well, we don't see any record of that, so we don't know what you're talking about. And you were trying to get New York to explain that to Florida? Was that what your intention was?
Exactly. But the form that Florida wanted, they don't have a form for we messed up and there's no ticket. Their form is the ticket was paid on this date and this is the ticket number. And Florida doesn't have a record of the New York ticket number. When Florida gets the ticket, they put it in the Florida system and give it their own ticket number.
And you fall through the cracks.
Oh, my God. Is there more to the story? Because I'd like to hear it, if so. Yeah, we'll bring you back here in a moment. Jeff calling from Florida about just an interstate nightmare situation of trying to get two bureaucracies to work together to resolve a problem that's affecting his ability to make a living because he can't drive. 855-450-FREE. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
JacksDice.com. Where if you could buy, sell, or make a deal?
JacksDice.com.
Turn into the house of Bob!
JacksDice.com.
And what if you could watch ads and get paid for it?
JaxDice.com. JacksDice is
here on Free Talk Live. We've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.